Topic 24. The United States of America.
What do you know about the USA?
The USA is a federation of 50 states, Rhode Island and District of Columbia being the smallest. The country spreads on the whole of North America from the Atlantic coast on the east to the Pacific coast on the west and occupies almost 9,400,000 square kilometers. Its neighbors are Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. The Rio Grande forms the border with Mexico. The USA also includes Alaska on the very north of the continent and the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Oceans, plus associate states with their own governments, Puerto Rico, North Marianas, etc., and the U.S. autonomous regions, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and others. The U.S. are so large that there are four time zones. What do you know about Alaska?
Alaska is the largest American state. It is situated west of Canada. It was bought from the Russians in 1867. The country is not very populated because of the long, severe winters. Alaska is very rich in mineral resources. In the late 19th century, the gold rush brought many gold seekers to the area, though otherwise, like the West, it has the least population. What do you know about the mountains in the USA?
The USA has a varied landscape. In particular, the West is quite mountainous. The mountain ranges include Sierra Nevada, the Cascade Range, and the Cordilleras, and occupy half of the continental area of the U.S., including the Rocky Mountains in Colorado and the Grand Canyon. In the middle of it, there are the interior plains that make up two-thirds of the country. The East contains plateaus or lowlands, such as the Mississippi Lowland, yet even this part of the country contains some mountains, such as the Appalachian Mountains, which are geographically the oldest range in the U.S., and the Atlantic Plain and the Allegheny Mountains. The highest peak is Mount McKinley, 6,194 meters. What do you know about the rivers in the USA?
The longest river is the Mississippi, called the Father of Water. It is also the third longest river in the world, after the Amazon and the Nile. Its tributaries are the Missouri, the Ohio, and the Arkansas. Like the St. Lawrence and the Rio Grande, they flow into the Atlantic Ocean. Other American rivers are the Colorado, the Columbia, the Snake, and the Niagara, with the famous Niagara Falls on the border with Canada. The Hudson River flows into the Great Lakes in the east. The Great Lakes are situated on the border with Canada. There are five of them altogether. Lake Superior is the second largest in the world after the Caspian Sea. Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. What is the climate like?
In the north, the climate is mild, though because of the Labrador Current, it is much colder than what we know in our country. The southern part of the U.S. lies in the subtropical zone. Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, and Hawaii are all located in the tropical zone. Alaska is naturally the coldest area as it lies in the Arctic zone. What do you know about the national parks?
The U.S. has resolved to keep its own natural beauty, so it has established many national parks. For example, Death Valley Desert. The name stands for its severe climate. It's covered with sand and sand dunes and is the hottest and driest place in the USA. The temperature measured in the shadow was 57 degrees Celsius. Other well-known national parks include Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Sequoia in the west, and the Everglades in the south. What is the population of the USA?
The number of inhabitants is around 298 million, with about 80% living in towns and cities, especially those in the Northeast. The country is the third most populous in the world, behind China and India. The density is 30 inhabitants per square kilometer. As a land of immigrants, the American population is very diverse. The history of slavery and colonization has also contributed significantly to the ethnic diversity of U.S. citizens. Less than 1% of the people in the U.S. are actually true natives to the land, including Aleuts, Eskimos, and Native Americans of different tribes. More than 80% of the population is white with European ancestry. 13% is African American, then Hispanic and Asian and Pacific Islanders. What nicknames do the states have?
There are many nationalities mixed together, so the states is sometimes called a great melting pot. But salad bowl is said to be more precise, as each nationality keeps its color and particularity. What is the national language?
The official language of the U.S. is English. However, because of the large numbers of immigrants, many different languages are spoken throughout the 50 states. In states with a high percentage of Hispanics, such as California, Texas, and New York, a growing number of people speak Spanish. In these states, many schools are bilingual, and children are taught in both Spanish and English. Which religion is most common in the USA?
Religion and the freedom of religion play an extremely important role in the United States. Most religious people are Protestant, 60%, including Episcopalians, Baptists, Mormons, or members of other wings of Christian fundamentalists. Catholics make up 21%. Next, there are atheists, Jews, and a small number of people of some of the other religions, such as Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, and some other Christian religions. What sports do the Americans like playing?
The Americans love playing American football, baseball, basketball, and ice hockey. Sport is very important in U.S. universities. What are the symbols of the country?
The national flag consists of two oblongs. It is a smaller blue oblong with 50 white stars, symbolizing 50 states, and one larger oblong consisting of 6 white and 7 red stripes, symbolizing the original 13 colonies. It is often called Old Glory or Stars and Stripes. The national anthem is called the Star-Spangled Banner. What is the U.S. economy like?
The U.S. has one of the strongest economies in the world. The American dollar is used for trade in countries across the globe. The U.S. is a leading country in agriculture, in the chemical, machinery industries, and cars, and in minerals and raw materials. Currently, the fastest growing industries in the U.S. are aeronautics, space technology, and computers. Although strong in industry, two-thirds of Americans work in the service sector, providing services in tourism, banking, and transportation. What is U.S. agriculture like?
Agriculture plays a major role in the U.S. economy. The quality of soil in North America is excellent. The U.S. produces the majority of the world's corn, soybeans, tomatoes, oranges, apples, and tobacco. In Hawaii, a state in the mid-Pacific, southwest of San Francisco, there are famous sugarcane and pineapple plantations. Prairie dogs are very frequent, and of course wolves and grizzlies in Alaska. What are the mineral resources like there?
The USA is very rich in mineral resources. There are vast deposits of gold, silver, platinum, and petroleum, mainly in Alaska. Petroleum and natural gas is produced in high amounts in Texas, Oklahoma, and in the Gulf of Mexico. It has one of the world's largest resources of coal, concentrated in the Appalachian Mountains and Lake Michigan. The U.S.'s main trading partners are Canada, Japan, Mexico, Great Britain, and Germany. What is the political system like?
The U.S. is a federation consisting of 50 states, one federal district, where you can find the capital, and other territories. In the American democratic system, rights and powers are divided between the individual states and federal government. The federal government has three branches: executive power, the president and executive office, legislative power, both houses of Congress, and judiciary power, the Supreme Court and all other federal courts. These three branches are designed to check and balance the others, so no branch has too much power in the federal government. What are the president's powers?
The president is elected for a 4-year term and may only be elected twice. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. The president also appoints all ambassadors, ministers, and consuls. The executive office consists of the president's personal staff and the employees of all 14 cabinet departments: departments of state, treasury, defense, justice, interior, agriculture, commerce, labor, health and human services, education, transportation, housing and urban development, energy, and veterans affairs. What is the American Congress like?
The Congress consists of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. They are both responsible for the drafting and passing of laws, handling matters of national finance, ensuring the defense of the nation, regulating commerce, and admitting new states to the Union. What is the American government like?
Each state has its own government and makes its own laws concerning sales tax, education, speed limits, environmental protection, unemployment benefits, gambling, drinking, and divorce. Federal laws apply to all states and citizens. The federal government controls national taxes and the armed forces. Two parties dominate American politics: the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. U.S. citizens must be 18 years old to vote. What do you know about the Capitol?
Washington, D.C. is the capital of the U.S. and seat of the federal government. Washington is not a state, though quite often it is called one of the U.S. states. It is a federal district under the direct jurisdiction of the Congress. Congress meets in the Capitol, in the center of the city. The president works and lives nearby in the White House.